Then what do you call the man that delivers the mail?
Mailman.
All right. And the man that picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
And what would you say a person has if he can get favors from City Hall?
Political authority.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a person maybe who worked for the city, a city employee who had really didn't have a job, but they paid him anyway? Most people don't have a name for that. The name for it is supposed to be payroller, but nobody's ever heard of that. Okay. What would you call, not a, a brand name, but those great big food stores?
Grocery store.
Mm-hmm. How about a, just a small neighborhood store?
Grocery store.
All right. And how about those kind of specialty stores where they might sell special meats and salads? Often they're run by Jewish people or German people. Deli?
Delicatessen.
All right. And I asked you the other day about that one, so I'm not going to repeat myself. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Coin laundry.
All right. What would you call a thing that you might use to put dirty clothes in?
Washing machine.
Well, I don't mean to clean them. I mean to keep them in.
Hamper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the thing that you... The electric thing you clean the rug with is a...
Vacuum cleaner.
And what is the thing in the vacuum cleaner that you have to take out and throw away?
Dust collect.
Okay. And have you ever seen, I've never seen one, those things that some people have that takes the garbage and then makes it small?
Garbage compactor.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the big thing that you put the garbage in outside?
Herbity Kirby.
Yes, okay. What? How about something that's smaller, that's metal, that you just might have for a little garbage?
Tin can.
Uh-huh. And then in apartment complexes, they sometimes have great big things that you...
Dumpsters.
Mm-hmm. And I should have asked you this earlier. Are cigarettes ever called anything else? Do you know any slang names for those?
Square.
Oh, yes, okay. I've heard that once before, too, and it was new to me when I heard it before. What would you call an enclosed room in a house that's designed to receive a lot of sunlight? I guess it's glassed in, has a lot of windows.
Greenhouse.
Okay. How about, I think I asked you that one. How about a room that just had a toilet and a sink but did not have a bathtub or a shower?
Bathroom.
All right. We talked about... Oh, there's the lunch bell, so go ahead and have lunch, and I'll see you in a few minutes. Let's see. We were talking about, I was about to start talking about heating the house. You said that there was, what would you call that kind of heating system you said where there's hot air? Is that forced air?
Central heating.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some other things that people heat their houses with?
Radiators, fireplaces.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And suppose they cool their air. What do you call that?
Air conditioner.
Okay. And did you ever see a house where there are just three rooms, one in back of the other? And if you open the front door, you could see all the way through the house? Or how about a house where there are just two rooms and then there's an open hall down in between the two rooms? How about a house where there is just one room and then a long entrance hall? Can you name any particular designs for unusual, for little houses, for small houses? All right, now you've talked about apartment houses. Can you name any different types of apartments?
Name apartment house.
Well, what are different types of apartments?
Government apartments.
Mm-hmm.
High-room apartments, low-room apartments, good apartments, bad apartments.
Okay. Did you ever see it? I don't know if they have them here, but they have them in some of the cities in the north. Places where the houses are so close together that in fact they join walls.